Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brigham Hoig, and of course she is the Cass County Wellness Director and also Manager of Produce in the Park. So it all kind of revolves around food, Brigham, and good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks, LaVonne.
Yes, and we have a number of things we want to talk about related to food, and the first one is happening today. So what's happening today?
So Cass County is getting another delivery of Farmers to Families food boxes today. So there's a drive-through food box giveaway at the Cass County Community Center today from 3 to 6 p.m. And that is going to be produce, fresh produce, pre-cooked meats, dairy products, and a gallon of milk. So all of this stuff is not going to last too long and needs to be refrigerated. So
correct.
I'll pick some up between 3 and 6.
All right. And it's good it's turned a little bit cooler because, our vehicles maybe are now cooler than 40 degrees. We don't know. But whatever. So Does anybody need to call? Does anybody need to do anything special or just show up?
Nope, just show up. It's going to be a drive-through line like we've done recently with some other food distributions there at the community center. The community center is the big building at the top of the hill at the fairgrounds, and you're going to enter at the bottom of the hill, fairgrounds lower entrance, and you'll see signs and volunteers directing you around the building.
All right, so be sure to do that. And if you haven't done this before, it's okay. Just come. Whoever needs that food should be there. So that's great opportunity.
You know what, LaVonne, you remind me, I should make a note that there's no requirements, no restrictions, there's no, income requirements, nothing like that. Anyone is welcome to come get food today.
And Brigham, where does this food come from?
Yeah, it's a really interesting program. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture is buying food from producers, essentially food that would have gone to maybe commercial kitchens or other restaurants or whatnot, but there's this surplus because we're being safe and we're staying home in some of these areas. So they're buying up this additional food and then giving it away to nonprofits for free. It's a really excellent program right now.
It is. Get that food used up and have people get it who need it. And it's a great program. So
It keeps our farmers in business.
Yep. You bet. So next on the list, got to think ahead a little bit in terms of what we're going to talk about. Produce in the park. Yeah, we need to be planning that.
We do. We've been doing a lot of off-season markets, but we have to get ready for our big summer market. So this Friday at 6 p.m., we're doing a vendor meeting for anyone who's interested in possibly being a vendor at Produce in the Park this summer. That's Thursday evenings in Atlantic City Park. And there are a couple different ways you can join that meetup. I want people to know that you can come in person to the Atlantic City Park. We'll ask you to bring your own lawn chair, wear your mask, and keep distance from others. Or you can join virtually. If you want to join virtually, I just need people to give me a call or send me an email, and I can give them the Zoom information.
All right. So to have your choice, but if you're even just interested, maybe you haven't been a vendor before, this would be a good time to find out what it's all about, because there's always something new happening, Brigham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New opportunities.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Anyone potentially interested can also just call me and ask more about the meeting, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody curious is welcome to join.
Now, I assume the basic is still true that this food, if it's food, needs to be locally produced, and the same with crafts. They need to be locally produced, not shipped in from some other country or somewhere else. This needs to be locally produced, correct?
Right, exactly. Okay. Crafts and food, we're looking for stuff that's locally made.
All right, very good. So, Brigham, what's the best way to contact you if people want more information before Thursday?
So my cell is 712-249-5870, or you can email me, and that's produceintheparkatlanticiowa@gmail.com.
Okay.
Spell out the whole thing, spell out Iowa, spell out Atlantic, no dashes, dots, or anything. produceintheparkatlanticiowa@gmail.com.
Okay, and lots more information there on the web and Facebook also, but if you have questions, be sure to call or contact Brigham. Okay, then the next thing, you know, people are really looking forward to spring, and we got so teased here a week ago, but we're kind of more into real March weather right now. But looking ahead to really spring, which officially is on the calendar for the 20th of this month. That's just a few days away. But spring also means Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And Easter means a special pop-up market.
That's right. So we are doing a spring celebration market for produce in the park. And this one is going to be another one of our pre-order only drive-through pickup markets. You will pre-order from March 25th, that's a Thursday, through April 1st, Thursday. And then you'll drive through pickup at the community center on Saturday, April 3rd. And that's one day before Easter.
The Saturday. Saturday before Easter. And the time for pickup?
The time for pickup is going to be noon to 2.
Okay. So I know that the vendors, the growers, the bakers have been putting together a list, and soon will be available. But what you know, some of the kinds of things that will be there on that order list. What are some of the things that people can choose from?
Yes. So Kringle Man, those delicious Danish Kringles are back again. We're excited. Miss Nini with her amazing pies is also doing special angel food cake. There's like a pastel rainbow color special for Easter. I know. We've got Kingwood Farm coming, selling farm fresh eggs. So get your farm fresh Easter eggs. We've got Brunco Farm with microgreens, meats, pies, and more. Smudge, candles, and bath soap. And then we're also going to see more jellies and syrups from Erickson Foods. Sweet Sisters Vegan with more of those nice lip balms and soaps. And the last vendor we've got registered right now is Becky and Allie, a mother-daughter team who often bring delicious sweet treats and more fun goods.
All right. It's great. And this is sort of picking out one special one, but I think I've tried almost all of those. But those greens, those microgreens, they last for more than a day or two. I use those for actually a couple weeks. Yes. Just put them on top of my salad. Oh, my goodness. They're so good. So great fresh addition. All of these things are really, really good, locally produced. So be sure to go to Produce in the Park, AtlanticIowa.com, right?
Yep.
All right.
Spring Celebration Market. Yep, you can find us on our website or on Facebook.
Okay. Yep. Lastly, another thing, looking ahead, more about growing food, Grow Another Row. What's happening with that project?
Yes. Okay, so we started this project last year to encourage people to grow additional food in their gardens to share with others.